Okay. So, here's the thing. As a woman online, in forums for women, in spaces for women, I'm seeing conversations from involving all women of different ethnic or like socioeconomic backgrounds. And I think collectively, the standard for care and relationships really is changing. And the way that you know, plays out into sex work, because I finally did get back into spa work. I'm still new, but lucky for me, it's like riding a fucking bike, and all the things, all the negative things in particular that you would usually deal with, they happen right off the bat. But what I'm trying to say is that collectively, I think that women really are starting to feel stronger in their voices and saying that this is the standard that I require, that I need, and that if you can't meet it, then I would rather be single. Now, I hate to admit this, but I feel like the first time I got into sex work, I was very much a pick me. Not an extreme pick me, but a pick me nonetheless. Okay? And now, at almost 30 years old, oh my god, my fucking throat, man. At almost 30 years old, I've sobered up. I've realized in my marriage some things. I've realized certain patterns that I would go through on how I act or how I respond when interacting with men, what my motivations are. So I feel like I have a more healthier relationship with attraction, jealousy, self-awareness with women, other women that I am working amongst. And this new self-awareness and hearing these conversations amongst women online or even in person, which I've had them in person, but that's my own personal life, so it's anecdotal. It makes being in sex work the second time around actually really scary, because the first time around, I thought if I was nice enough, even if it was an incel, I would never get hurt. I thought I wasn't pretty enough to be raped. But now I realize that the narrative of like a woman in particular or femme presenting person being raped, beaten, murdered as a sex worker, and I'm saying, well, she could have done this, she could have done that, she shouldn't have been doing this, shouldn't have been doing that, it's not accurate, because there are plenty of men that, because of this resentment that they cannot easily obtain what their fathers, grandfathers, great-grandfathers had, that sort of control over a woman, it's there. It's very obvious. And I had two incidents recently. One personally was happening to me, and the other one was happening to a woman that I worked with on a night shift at the spa that I went back to. Mind you, if you are a man listening and you don't feel like this is about you, you feel like you're a pretty decent person and like you would never do these things, you don't have that type of anger, then that's fine. But if you feel offended, I'm not going to entertain any of that. Like, you don't have to listen, because I'm not here saying I hate all men. But I am here to say that there are very valid reasons why I do not automatically trust men. Why I do not feel safe around most men, working in sex work or not. So, like, it's my fucking podcast. It's mine. If you don't like it, you don't like it. Okay? But anyway, first one was me going to the nude beach. I need to tell you that, yes, I like going to the nude beach. And for a lot of people, I guess maybe it's a way to hook up. But as somebody with body issues, going and being naked in public, but in a space where there are, like, decorum rules, you know, like, ways that you can and cannot behave. It's supposed to be, like, a safe space, so to speak. It allows me to really practice, like, it's a literally like a mental exercise to remind myself that no matter who sees me as naked as the day I was born, I'm still valid. If I feel it, I am still sexy. I have this body, and rather than hating it for the rest of my life, I need to love it. I want to love it. And that is what the nude beach does for me. Taking pictures for my Spicy account is one thing, but a lot of times, most of the times when I go to the nude beach, it is for me. It is not for work. Okay? So with that being said, I have been approached a few times, okay, on the beach. And most of the time, it's not problematic. However, I had one recently that really genuinely scared me. But it was what the man was saying to me that shocked me. It's raining right now, so forgive me for the sounds. But so anyway, I entered the beach. I happened to see this man walking, and I said hello. Smiled, have a great time, and I went about my business to go lie down on my towel. And I hadn't even gotten undressed yet when I noticed that the man came to sit not that far from me. And so I thought, look, you know what? As a woman, you get used to this type of shit that happens. I'm like, as long as he leaves me alone or doesn't make any comments or doesn't try to masturbate in front of me, I'm fine. He started to converse. He asked me a couple questions, like, how are you doing? What brings you here? I answered them politely. He wasn't really saying anything that was outlandish. However, when he started, like, once that little small talk ended and he started making, like, very clear comments about my body when I'm just trying to, like, lie down and enjoy myself, like, just lay there like a starfish, I got bothered. But I didn't say anything. I didn't want to feed into whatever the fuck he was doing, whether it was, like, to antagonize me or to get a response out of me. I left it alone until maybe 10 or 15 minutes in. I asked him, I'm like, can you please stop? Like, I'm here to be by myself. And I've had this said to me before, but I've never had it said to me fully naked with nothing but, like, my keys and my clothes and my phone. And he's like, you know, women just can't take fucking compliments anymore. It's like, I don't fucking understand you guys. I tried to leave it alone. I didn't make a comment. But then, you know what? In this instance, when I responded to him, I guess you could see it could be seen as antagonistic. I did fall for the bait. I said, compliments are okay, but the fact that you're repeating yourself about, like, damn, mama, you look good. I wonder what I could do to you. Like, that ass is juicy, blah, 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 blah. Like, all these things. I'm like, it gets old. And the fact that you're so close and you're naked yourself and I'm over here just laying down, I don't feel comfortable with that. Like, they're... Like, I gotta admit, as a woman that is attracted to women, and you see a very attractive woman on the beach, naked nonetheless, it's nice. But I don't want to make her uncomfortable. And I'm that way, whether it's on the nude beach or just in regular life. Because I understand that for most women, being uncomfortable because of unwanted attention is a normal thing. Oh my god, my nose. But anyway, fuck. It died down for a minute after we had that exchange. And then after that, he started making the comments again. After, like, oh, I was there for about an hour. And throughout the hour, he was making comments. Audible comments. Just about my ass, what he'd like to do to it. I moved away. Not that far, but I moved away. Thinking that it would make things better. But he was just, like, then dando vueltas, going, like, back and forth. Like, in front of me. On the sand. And then finally I told him, like, yo, what's up? By that time he said, I don't know why women like you are so fucking aggressive. You can't take a fucking compliment. And the thing that scared me most, not that I can't throw down with a man, I mean, I might not make it out alive, but I will try, is he told me, he said, you want to fight? And I knew he was serious. I didn't back down. And I said, I'm not here for that, but if I have to, I will. This is why you should always carry some sort of weapon other than just keys. Because I would have loved to have sprayed him. And then after he said, he's like, ah, I'm just joking. And then he went back to making the comments. He's like, but damn, look at you. I really want some of that. I know for a fact that this man, more than likely, just from the fact that he was ready to fucking go throw hands with me, he probably has beaten or slapped around a personal partner of his. No doubt about it. I got up to leave. I'm really glad he didn't follow me. But I went to the showers that they have there, and he came up right behind me as I was still naked, because there's a shower on the beach where for the nude beach where you can still be naked and get the sand off you and then get dressed. He continued to make comments about my body. These are not compliments. He's harassing me, is what he's doing. I've already made it very clear I don't appreciate it. I would like to go. I left the situation in order to get dressed. And fuck. Sorry, I'm driving a little too slow. And then he was like, I don't fucking understand. Why don't you want my number? Why don't, he's like, I got a good looking dick. I'm good looking. I evidently want to do something to you. Why the fuck don't you want it? Why can't women fucking take compliments? I stayed silent. Other than telling him, no, I don't want your number. I would like to leave. You know, I don't want to be polite, but at the same time, if I'm not polite, I knew it would escalate quickly. And I also knew because there were other men around and nobody was defending me. And I know that no other men would defend me. I knew I was on my own. So I did the best I could to not add to it. But the fact that they kept asking me, like, you don't want to take my number? You don't want to sit on this dick? It's like, don't, like, why wouldn't you want it? And I'm just, I wanted it to stop. Now, mind you, I didn't think this could ever happen to me. I went there with no makeup, no eyebrows. I had gone in regular jeans and a t-shirt and some sandals. I wasn't there for anybody. And I don't have a perfect body. I have, like, a little bit of a hangover belly. I got some saggy titties, which I personally like. But I mean, like, I don't have a conventionally attractive body, in my opinion. I never really experienced this So it was my first time. But the fact that he kept telling me is like, you, why wouldn't you want this? Like, I can't explain it. He's like, I'm like wanting to, like, saying he was doing me a favor, but yet not doing me a favor because it's something that he wanted. Like, how dare I have the audacity to not want him? That's what I got from it. I cried when I got in my car. I just wanted to get away from him. And he wasn't stopping. Oh, fuck. But that thing of, why are you telling me no? You can't tell me no. Was very shocking to me. And I don't think that that is just... Actually, you know what? With a lot of the incel research that I've done, that is exactly what it is. It's like, you owe me automatically your body for my pleasure. You are not a person. And I had not been harassed by an incel ever. And I'll call him that because that's what he is. You don't have to just be ugly. You don't have to not be conventionally attractive. Or, I mean, you don't, you can be handsome. Like, the man was handsome. The fact that he was a fucking douchebag and scary was the horrible part. So, fuck. I don't think it was, it's not just an accidental or once in a lifetime occurrence. Because even in my marriage, even though I've not had it explicitly said to me, as I've gotten older, I realized that from the age of 20 until 25, the type of sex that was had with my body, the sex that impregnated me, was never meant for my pleasure. It was never with me in mind. And I'll never forget it when my husband told me, and it makes me want to cry. He's like, I don't want to fucking think about your pleasure. You know? But yet, I feel like I was primed to perform in sex. And like, especially when I got married, I was told, like, you know, you have to keep your husband happy. These things that were automatically my responsibility as a woman, without any regard for how I felt, how I was doing, you know, my consent just wasn't a part of the equation. And I felt this here with this fucking stranger. And, you know, this is happening. This dynamic has happened in my marriage, in a place where I'm supposed to be safe with another man. So I know that this isn't just some douchebag that thinks that he is entitled to my body. Because I've had it happen with the man that's supposed to love me the most. In the most personal way. A man that I am incredibly vulnerable with. The man that I've had children with. I've also been told, you know, by that same man, you know, like, you should be doing my laundry. You should be fucking me every night. You should be taking care of our kids. You should be doing these things to make up for his absence or, you know, performative ineptitude or whatever, like... Just like absolving him of any responsibility. Like, I should automatically just be for the existence of another man. And that is scary. The next thing. Working overnight. Look, I know that dealing with drunk people, people on drugs, for the most part, a lot of people come in sober. There are some crazies. But anyway, when it happens, it's still scary as fuck, okay? This one guy was trying to have a session with this lady. I guess he wanted full service. And she was saying her price. When she went to go pass his card, it got declined several times. And she's like, do you have cash? She explained it to us after. And he said, I only have 100 cash. So can we still do it? And she said, no, I can only do, you know, manual labor. You get what I mean? Manual, happy ending. And I guess he wasn't satisfied with it because that man was waiting in the parking lot and also coming in within 6 hours. He had been in several times just sitting there saying, please, 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 let me come. Let me come. Give it to me anyway. And, oh my God, man. The blank look on this man's face. I did my best to try and size him up and see if he had a gun, but I couldn't really tell. Luckily, the cops, because there's a strip club not far, one of them was circling around, and eventually this man left. Like, I was adamantly watching him. Because there's like a screen thing where we can look outside, but they can't see in. But I just, why do men have to be so scary? Like, I understand feeling like you need to be touched, like you need a fucking orgasm or something. Like, I understand it, and I understand wanting to have sex with somebody who, like, you know, really fits that standard that you want. I get it. But what I don't get is abandoning all sort of civility and stalking. And the reason it's scary, even without him saying much, is because the persistence, we've already seen how this can play out. I know that if that man wants to, he can stalk the place and wait for her, or not like the fact that I told him to get the fuck out, and kill one of us. Kill all of us. I expect that man to come back to the store or to the spa and to once again pull this shit. Like, I there has been hundreds of thousands of cases where a woman, a sex worker no less, because we already know that we're marginalized, will reap the shit stick that is the anger and resentment and violence of a client. I am fully aware of that. And I hate that I have to exist in it. I hate that my daughter has to exist in it. I do my best to really humanize myself with my son, and I will continue to. But this whole normal, like, you should have done this, you should have done that. Like, no, there's only so much a person that is being preyed upon can do. Because ultimately, the predator that is preying upon that person, they have their own decisions that they're making. They know what they're going to do. We can't do anything about it, up to a certain extent. And I don't feel like dying because a man wanted to fuck somebody and he couldn't because he didn't have enough money. I know we're in a recession, but that is a horrible reason to die. So, having a standard as a woman out in the regular world can translate into, you know, having a standard as a sex worker as well. It just involves pricing, honestly. And there are real life consequences to that that we shouldn't have to deal with. But we do. And I feel like men talking amongst other men and calling out men on their toxic shit is one of the major ways that this can change. Because quite honestly, most men don't. The men in my life, the men that I've interacted with, that I've seen, do not listen to the women in their lives, even though they depend so heavily on them. It is such a catch-22. I don't want to be stuck in this misogynistic world with you. I don't.